Hello?
Hi, David. It's Nadine Medina. Are you at the gym still?
No, I'm with my kids. Okay. They're being crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Is this a good time for you? I know you said between 12 and 12:30.
Yeah, so what? We just need to do the payment, you said?
Yeah, it's going to take like about maybe 10 minutes just for you and I to set up the account, and then we can schedule your client interview for tomorrow. That interview is the most important because they're going to talk to you about like the keywords, the search terms, the areas that we're targeting. So they're going to go over way more in detail with you. So it takes like about maybe 10 minutes for you and I to set up the account. Okay?
Okay. Let me see if my... Oh, my God. Oh.
Stop. They're cute.
Yeah, my fiance, she's in the shower right now.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah, do you want me to at least start setting up the account with you and then I can call back and we can
like
do
that.
The payment? Or do you want me to call you back shortly?
in 20 minutes. But
okay.
I was talking to my father-in-law about it because he was the general manager of a big casino here in Reading. And
nice.
He just told me to make sure, like, because the front page could mean anything. It's just making sure, like at the top few, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you saw the email I sent you, right? So that's what I was telling you. When we're talking about the local map, so the first thing you're going to see on the local map, if you do a search on Google right now, they're for landscapers in your area, right?
Uh-huh.
The first thing that you're going to see for landscapers is going to be the Google Guaranteed. That's at the very, very tippy top of the page, right? And then underneath of that, you'll see Google Ads, the local map, and then you see organic. I can tell you right now, organic over time is when someone's, depending on like the backlinking that they're doing on their website, you'll see like organically the website link, you'll see Home Advisor, you'll see Yelp and stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
So the placement that you're going to have is not Google guaranteed. It's going to be the Google Ads and the Google Local Map. That's still on the first page, right?
Oh, okay. So like,
but remember,
so
it depends on your keywords and search terms.
Roughly 10 people, like, would it be like, because we did it together where we scrolled down, you know? And
yeah.
Mine was probably like, you know, 35 down, you know what I mean?
And that's because you PIN verified the business, right? So whenever a business PIN verifies themselves, they never, like, you are buried in the pages. You know what I mean? Like right now.
Because I'm already on Google, technically.
Right, but you're not on the first page. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that profile page that you have and we're going to optimize it to the first page. Because right now, when I'm looking, I see Loex Landscape Supply, Amigo Supply, Complete Lawn and Landscape, Four Seasons Landscape Services. You're going to be amongst these on the first page. There's like maybe,
okay.
I'll tell you how many are on there.
And I'm never going to like move down.
No, because what we're doing is we're ensuring, so this is why we're very specific to the keywords and the search terms that pertain to your services. Landscaping, right? If you want to be found for lawn maintenance, I mean, that's up to you, but there's different keywords and search terms. When the technician speaks with you, they go over all the keywords and search terms because we want to make sure that we're using the right keywords that pertain to the services that you're providing.
Yeah,
landscape services, landscape
ready.
Design. If someone types in, let's say they want a landscape design, they want a retaining wall, they want decorative, you know, patio, concrete work, right? Stonework.
Okay.
These are keywords and search terms that we're going to be utilizing. If you do weed removal, if you do hedge trimming, you know what I mean? Other ones like scenic paths, stuff like that, lawn care maintenance. There's like, you can use like up to 50 with the Google Ads and with the Google Local Map. It's 17 to 20 keywords. And you can change them at any time. So another good word for you is hardscaping because that's considered the construction side of landscaping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you do fire pits, outdoor kitchens, if you do rock, you do mulch, you do irrigation, those are keywords we're going to utilize.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, that sounds good. You know, I just want to make sure that I'm, like, right up there with, like, Laux and them, you know, like, and it's never going to be, like, in a couple months, I'm, like, below, way far.
No. And remember, like I told you, the Google Ads, those are up within 7 to 14 days, right? The Google Local Map is the one that tends to take a little longer. So we always say 30 to 45 days for the local map. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't seen it happen sooner. Sometimes I have. Because you already have the Google Business profile, what you need to do is you're going to need to add us, David, as managers to that profile page. So that way we can optimize it and maintain it there, right?
Okay.
So there is a possibility that it could happen sooner, but we always promise 30 to 45 days. If it happens sooner, great. You know what I mean? But at least with the Google Ads, the directory submission and all that, we get that going a lot faster.
Okay,
so,
and
remember,
I was about to ask as well. So you guys would upload pictures that I send and all that?
Absolutely. We're doing all the work.
Okay.
All of it. So you send us pictures. We'll add pictures on your Google profile page. Any pictures you want updated, send it to us. We'll update them. And I'll tell you this. One thing that I'll tell you, and I tell this to all clients, if you send us pictures and it's not going to do your business justice, like that picture is too blurry, it's not a good sized picture, if it's not going to look professionally, we'll tell you, listen, we're not going to post that picture if it don't look good. We're not going to do it. I've had some that have sent pictures where it's like the lighting's hitting and it like lights it out and they don't post them. And I've had some say, well, I sent a bunch of pictures. I said, if they're not good quality pictures, we are not going to post them because it's going to do your business an injustice. It makes it look tacky. Yeah. We want to make sure we're putting you at a professional type of level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want people seeing a picture that's blurred out or it's not a good image, because what does that say about us, that we're just going to put anything up there? No way. We want to make sure that we're making you look good too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That was just my concerns after thinking
about
it.
Of course.
A little bit.
Of course. Absolutely. And listen, it doesn't hurt to ask. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. That's what my mom used to always tell me. She even says it now.
Okay, and then one more question.
No worries.
I thought of it. So, you know how you say it takes 7 to 14 days to get my ad up?
Yeah.
Does my billing for the next month start at that time, or like right now when I pay, we start the month?
So right now when you pay is when it starts. So when I read you the voice verification, it'll state in there that your payment for today is going to be $449, and it's on the date of February 28th, 2023, right? It'll go on to say that this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your next payment is going to be on the 28th of March for $449.
Okay.
Once you complete your two-month verbal agreement, okay, it just continues to go on month to month. Every 28th of the month is when you would be charged the $449. I say that because that's to tell you that price is never going to change, okay? If you decide you want to pause it, you want to cancel the account, the only thing we ask from you, David, is make sure you call 3 business days before the 28th of the month, so this way you're not charged. There's not going to be a cancellation fee. We're not going to hold you hostage. We don't work like that. We like to earn your business month in and month out.
Though, right?
You lose the what?
If I cancel and someone else takes up that first paid spot, then I wouldn't be able to get back in until it opens back up, right?
Exactly. So, for example, if you, let's say you canceled, right? What'll happen is you'll eventually fall off the first page because we're not servicing it, and your Google Ads are going to go away because we're not servicing it, right? Any reviews, any reviews that you generate on Google, those aren't going to disappear. All your content stays. But yes, eventually you're going to fall off the first page. Any directories that we listed you on, none of that content's going to disappear. Your Facebook page isn't going to go away either. All your content stays.
What you guys do is you guys are constantly checking up on it so that it's always
at
the front.
It is a management that we're doing. We have to consistently manage your account, because here's the thing. We don't do contracts. It's month to month. So we work on retention. We like to retain our clients for a long time. To be real honest with you, our company itself doesn't start seeing a profit off of anyone we signed up until you've been with us at least 4 or 5 months. So trust me, we're going to be on top of it because we want you to stick around. If you canceled after 2 months, we're still losing money.
If I'm booked all year because of this, I'll keep it forever.
Right? Now,
why not?
Let's say there's a time, because it snows where you're at, right? Every now and then?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say there's a time.
No.
Yeah, no. But what I'm mentioning is, let's say maybe you're going out on vacation for a month, right? You're like absolutely taking on no work or whatever the case may be, or the weather's really, really bad, right? And like no one's working, especially for landscapers, you know what I mean? Depending on the areas, there is something where you could do a seasonal hold, right? You could put it on hold for a month or a couple months, whatever the case is. What happens is it pauses your account. You don't lose your position, right? You're not paying because it's on a pause, but it's like your Google ads aren't running, right? I mean, your profile page will still be found, but it's like you're on a pause, but you're not losing your position. We have clients like back east, you know, because when it's ice and snow, I mean, they obviously can't work on a yard, right? And some of them don't do snow removal. So they put it on a seasonal hold for like 2 or 3 months. And then when they're ready for us to take it off hold, they call us and we put it back up.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah, what I'm going to do is do it, you know, and I'm going to be checking maybe once a week and just see where my position is at, you know. If it's always looking good, you know, I'll keep it.
That, and the other way too, is to also, through your client dashboard, you're able to see how many impressions, like how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the search from. And even if with your Google ads, let's say there's certain areas where you want to be found in, where you know there's a higher end income and you want to target those areas, you could be very specific to targeting certain zip codes. You could target by county, you could target by city or by mile radius, whichever you prefer. So if you said, for example, right, listen, I want to keep it within, let's say you said, I want to keep it within 30 miles, right? 40 miles, okay? It's like taking your zip code where you're PIN verified at and draw a circle 40 miles around it and throw a blanket over that. That's what it's going to cover. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay?
My God, kid just got boogers. My kid just wiped her boogers all over my shirt. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. How old are they?
She's almost 2, and then the other one is going to be 4 in August.
Aw, they're at the best age.
Wild.
Wait till they get older. They grow up fast. Enjoy them now. Because before you know it, they'll be teenagers, and then they don't want to hang out with you no more. They're like, drop me off at the mall, but at the corner. I don't want my friends to see you dropping me off. That's embarrassing. My kids used to do that to me all the time. And you know what I used to do on purpose? When I drop them off, I'd be blasting the radio, bumping something, right? And they're like, oh, my gosh, you're so embarrassing. I'm like, why? Your friends think I'm cool. Even now, my daughters are like, oh, my gosh, Mom, stop.
Let's get it going. And, you know, I'll check on it, you know,
once
a week. Make sure that it's what I expected. And, you know, if it is, then I'll keep it. And then if not, then you know.
And I'll tell you, you're in good hands. You're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime you have changes, updates, questions, or concerns regarding the account, you're going to contact customer service. And like I said, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're on the same time zone. So, we're always here to assist you. You can email us. I mean, whatever's easiest for you, right? But that's what we're here for, okay? So you got the first email that I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you this second email. It's going to say client dashboard analytics. What it does is it just gives you an overview of the reporting system. So this way you know what the reports looks like, right? On how you're tracking your results. Okay. And then now the phone number that we're speaking on, you also get text messages too, correct? David?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over 2 text messages. In fact, I'm going to send you 3. The first one, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. Even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still like to always provide my information, although it's also on the bottom of the emails, but just so that you have it, okay?
So, yeah, I got the email.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent you the first text. The second text you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to customer service. So, like I said, anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service, okay? And we do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. It's all within our company here in-house. And then the third text, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. The video, I would say it's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, just watch the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you go in, log into your reports, and how you just go through your reports. It's really simple. It's nothing complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay. Good. And then the technical people will get a hold of me, and that's who I send all the tools to and all that stuff.
Yes. In fact, and I'll even give you, like, if you want to get a head start on it, I'll give you some of that information as well. Okay?
So, shoot it over.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. So this way you know where you can start sending pictures and stuff. Now, I have your first name as David. What's your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Okay, I-N-I-G-U-E-Z.
Iniguez?
Iniguez.
Okay. All I's, right, except for E-Z at the end.
Yeah, it's I-N-I-G-U-E-Z.
Got it.
Iniguez.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have the phone number that's currently showing for the business is 530-605-2619, right?
6219?
6219 is the number that I see for you, but then I also see the other number is 530-277-5855. That's the one that's actually on your Google profile, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's 227-5855.
Let me take a look. Let me go back. Sometimes my dyslexia kicks in. I'll read something backwards. I'm like, ay, ay, ay. Hold on. I'll tell you. So the phone number that shows on there is 530-277-5855. That's the number that shows for the business on your Google profile page.
That's what it shows on my Google?
Mm-hmm. 530-277-5855.
Is that why I don't get any calls? Because it's wrong?
And it shows your address is 3373 Lemurian Road?
Yeah, that guy that set up my profile put my number wrong.
It's
who set up your profile?
One of my customers that I had, he like kind of works in like stuff like
man.
That, I
guess. Okay, let me ask you, you still have access to it, right? The Google profile page?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the phone number that's supposed to be showing then?
227-5855.
Oh, so he put 277. Okay. That's okay. We can update it. We can fix it. That's not a problem.
I feel like I never got calls from there.
Oh, man. Okay, so it's 530, just to confirm with you, it should be 530-227-5855, right? That's the number that should be showing. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to let them know that we need to update the phone number because the phone number is wrong. So just be aware, David, that Google might send out a new PIN code to you. There is a possibility, okay, that they might want to send a new PIN code to you. Okay, so just be aware, only because we're changing the phone number. So they might just want to re-verify that, okay, it's still the same business, just the phone number is being updated. Okay?
Yeah, because I got about a year or so ago, and I
no
never...
way. Oh,
what
my God.
The...
It's okay. Good thing I verified it, right? Okay.
I was wondering, I was like, why don't I have, like, more calls?
Oh, man. But we can always contact you at this number that we're talking on, right? That's the best number to reach you.
People did reach out through email. That's why I thought it was good. Yeah.
Well, thank God, right? Okay.
I'm about to call that guy and be like, dude, you had my number wrong for like a year or so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me look at your website. Your website, too. Your website says 277-5855. Who built the website? He did? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call him and be like, hey, man, my number's been wrong for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the website's got the wrong number, too.
Yeah.
The number on the website shows the 530-277-5855. It's not 227. So just a FYI.
That is awful. I'm like going through these emotions right now.
No, don't trip. It'll be fixed. I mean, thank God people have been able to email you. That's probably why they emailed, because they couldn't connect with the phone number. Okay.
Yeah, you know a lot of people don't email, though.
Well, sometimes some of them do, because they're at work just, you know, shopping around instead of working. You know what I mean? But we'll get it fixed.
Not paying good amount of money. You know, you pay for what you get. And now I know. Like,
I didn't say it, you did, but that's true. You know what I mean? When my husband and I, we used to have a catering business. This was like 10 years ago before he got cancer. And, you know, we were taqueros on the weekends. It was our side hustle. And I'll tell you, people would be like, wow, that's kind of expensive. I'm all, you get what you pay for. I get quality meat. I don't show up with just like meat from just like any carnicero. I go to like a top-notch one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A carniceria. And they're like, oh, and later on, they'll come back and they'll tell me, I should have booked you because the people we had, it was horrible. You got to pay,
crazy.
If you want quality work, that's what you know what I mean? It's like you provide a quality service. They got to pay for what you're worth, right?
Yeah, that's, oh my God. Like, I'm freaking
angry. It's okay. We'll get it fixed. Don't trip. And I show the company name reads currently as Yardbirds Landscaping, the and symbol and maintenance, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a whole route of yard maintenance, but I got rid of that because it was just a pain in the rear.
So do you want to keep the business name the same, right?
Yeah, because that's how it shows on the license and everything.
Okay. Now, on there's so that address that shows the 3373 Lemurian Road, is that like your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hide your address because Google doesn't want your physical address to show, right? It's not like you have a showroom. So they want the address hidden. It's what's considered a home office. No one needs to know where you live at.
Okay.
So we'll make sure the address is hidden. Okay. Now, for the billing, okay, the card that you're using, David, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Say again?
The card that you're using today for the payment, what's the name on the card? Yours, the business, or both?
David Anthony Iniguez.
Your full name, Anthony, or just the A for Anthony?
My full name.
Okay. That's my husband's name and my dad's. My husband says it means pillar of strength. I'm all, you're crazy.
Yeah.
He's a big jokester. Okay. And is it the same billing address?
Yeah, 3373 Lemurian Road.
Okay.
Right in California. Here's it too.
Got it. And is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa. Sorry, I can't
speak
that good right now.
It's okay. No worries. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4475-8101-8591.
Mm-hmm.
6491.
4475-8101-8591-6491, right?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0424.
0424. What's the CVV code on the back?
629.
Okay. So for your protection on your account with us, I want to put a security question. So you have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City.
What city was that?
Reading. R-E-D-D-I.
Got it.
And so do I call this guy and tell him, like, hey, you know, because I think he helped me set up the Google, too.
So let me ask you, who has access to the Google profile right now? You do?
That one. And me.
He did.
We both do.
Okay, you have it. Okay. So the technician is going to walk you through it. What you're going to need to do is add us on to your Google profile page. Okay? So this way we can update the phone number so we can manage that profile page, optimize it to the first page, and maintain it there. So you're going to have
okay.
to remove him. It's no point in you even telling him about the phone number, because if he tries to go in and fix it, it's going to interfere with what we're doing, and it's going to kick us off.
Well, I'll let him know.
We don't want
like,
any hiccups. Just let him know, like, hey, man, just FYI, the phone number was messed up. You know what I mean? But I'm getting it taken care of. If he tries to say, I'm going to fix it, just say, I got it handled already.
I'm a blunt person, so tell him, hey, you know, I'm having this one service do it, and the phone number, it was messed up the whole time and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know,
at least let him know so he's aware, you know what I mean?
Time, you know,
I don't think
whatever.
He did it intentionally, you know, but I know with us, we like to... It might sound some of the questions that I ask you are redundant, like Nadine, I just answered that, but I like to cross all T's and dot all I's to make sure everything is notated accurately because we want to make sure everything's uniform across the board. So I'll ask questions that might seem silly, but it's my job to ask those questions or else we're doing you a disservice. Make sense? Okay. So I'm not processing your payment yet, David, because I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that we do send in writing with your invoice, okay? It's going to go over the billing date, the amount, that it's a two-month verbal agreement. If you need to cancel, you call 3 business days. So it's going to go over all of that. Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, anything that you don't understand, you just stop me and say, what does that mean? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and review it, and then I'm going to rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your wife, did you want to add her to the account to make any changes? Like, do you want to authorize her to make changes to the account in the event you can't call in and make a change?
Nah, she doesn't really.
Okay.
We're not doing it.
Okay. If at any time you do, just let us know so we can add her onto the account, because if she were to call in, right, and she says, oh, I need to make a change, we're going to see that, well, you're not authorized. We're going to need David to call us to give us the authorization. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, David, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Yardbirds Landscaping and Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Iniguez, I'm owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Of course.
To get results as fast as possible, David, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know we might have an update for you and we might call you, we might send you an SMS message, or we might email you, and we know that you might be in the middle of a job. What we're going to ask you is that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay? Now, I want you to be aware, too, that once you start having more presence online, you might have somebody call you, like another company trying to offer you another type of online service. They are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $4.49 a month, okay? If you even got a call from someone telling you you had to pay $5 for your verification, you don't give them a dime, okay? What you do is you take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not our company. This is why I put the security question, because how you're going to get them off the phone and you're going to know it's us, all you have to ask them is, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up right on you. So you're going to know that that's not us, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
I'm gonna explain it first and then I'll repeat it. Okay. So what we're asking, okay, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call, let us know so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already including that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay. So to go back, in hiring local / as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What's the answer supposed to be?
Well, it should be yes, because what you're saying is that, yes, I agree that if I'm going to do any other type of online marketing, I'm going to call you guys first so you can let me know if you guys are already providing that service so I'm not investing more money. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
So, like, if you told us, I'm going to be running some Google ads, we're going to tell you no because we're already managing that for you. So don't spend more money. We're already handling it.
Okay,
make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is the 28th of February, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $449. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement, which means, David, your next payment is going to be charged on March 28th, 2023, in the amount of $449. So this is going to be a recurring payment. What that means is once your term is completed, then your agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $449. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the number that I texted you, the 877-635-6225, and you're going to hit number one, okay? Now, we do ask, okay, that to please call client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you're not incurring any charges. So just remember, to prevent those charges for the next month of service, you want to call 3 business days before the 28th, okay? If you're going to pause it or if you're going to cancel the account. So this way they don't charge you.
Okay.
All right? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to update the package. Then I'm going to process the payment. Okay? So the next thing I want to do is schedule your client interview for tomorrow. So the client interview is super important. So they're going to be basically re-verifying the information you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas we're targeting. This is where the magic is going to happen. So I want to make sure we schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. You don't need to be in front of a computer, okay? But we're going to block out an hour, and it can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have available on the calendar?
It should be good in the morning.
In the morning? Okay, let me take a look, see what we have. So if I look at the morning time, we have 8 to 9. I have also, let's see here, 8 to 9, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. What time do you want? I don't think you want us calling you at 7 o'clock. That's too early.
Yeah. Eight
Even though we, 8 to 9 works for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to send you in a couple minutes, you're going to receive your receipt both to your email and to you in a text message. And we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite for your client interview. Now they're going to call you from an 877 number. So please make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If you're in the middle of something and let's say you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back. Okay.
We're
going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, letting you know that it's coming up. Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to put you for, we said tomorrow, 8 to 9. Okay, perfect. Because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So okay. Let me see.
I had another question. So the guy, he like helped me set up my Google and then my website. You guys don't have nothing to do with the website, right?
We don't, but
okay.
Let me tell you let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the website? Be honest.
It's ugly.
You don't like it?
But yeah, I don't like it that much, but he said like if I paid him some more, he could make a nicer one, but he kind of just helped me with like $20 a month or something to be on Google, you know, kind of.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So I'm going to tell you right now, you need to, when you add us on, you need to stop what you're doing with him. Okay. Because if you don't remove him from the management, you're basically tying our hands. Okay.
Okay.
Because you can't have him listed on there as a manager and us because Google's not going to allow it. So I'm going to need you to remove him and add us on as manager.
How do I do that? Can I do it on my side?
You should be able to do it as long as you still have access to it.
Yeah, I have access.
Okay. The website, do you know where he purchased that domain from?
No. I think
was it GoDaddy?
I don't know, honestly.
So he did it all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got an option for you, and it doesn't cost you more. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can include a website for you at no additional cost.
Perfect.
And I'm gonna actually text you the kind of website that I'm talking about because your category qualifies for it. So let me send it to you so that way you can see it. I'm going to send it to you in a text message, and I want you to look at it because it's what we call it is a my site, right? It's more of a customized website that's customized to fit your business. And I'm going to tell you that your website isn't bad, right? It's clean. It loads up quickly, but this my site is way better and it's not going to cost you more. So if you want, we can include the website and I'll have them create it for you and they'll talk to you about it. Let me send it to you. I'm going to send you this link. Open the link when I send it to you right now. So this My Site is a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly type of website. You even have the option, if you want to go in there yourself and move your pictures around, you can do it. Or you just let us do all the work, right?
Yep.
It's created for both type of business owners. But the My Site, what's cool about it is because whether someone's searching from their desktop, they're looking at it from their mobile phone or they're looking at it from their tablet, it's going to fit to the screen that they're looking at it from, right? So what I sent you, in fact, I think I sent you one for a landscaper. So
yeah, that one.
Okay. If you hover over the one that looks like a desktop, right, because it shows you the three different, like the desktop, it shows you how it looks as a mobile, you know, view or even from a tablet, right? It has a drop down for your services. It has, we could put reviews on there. We can put photos, your business logo. It has like the trust the landscaper expert established, you know, customer satisfaction. They could even schedule an appointment. Okay.
And that one doesn't cost
with you
anything.
It doesn't cost you anything. It's included. However, we would have to use a different domain because I don't know what domain that guy used. And I don't know if he's the one who owns that domain. So we would just purchase a new domain. But I'll tell you this, the domain that we choose for you is going to be one closest to your business. Like the domain. So this domain that he has is www.reddingyardbirds.com, right? So we would get one closest to your business name. Okay. It might be a .net or a .org, but we'll get one as closest to your business name.
Okay.
So you want us to just go ahead and just build you a new one?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, we'll just do that. I think it'd be better, to be honest.
Google website, you know, and everything? Like, kind of how mine is right now, how he has it where.
Yes, we're going to, so tomorrow when they talk to you, they're going to go over with you on the website. So I'm going to put in here, client's own domain, no. I'm going to put needs my site. Yes, and I'm going to put my site. You have photos. You have your own business logo too, right? You have that?
Yeah, I paid $500 for one.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put you have your business logo and, okay, has photos and business logo.
Get off the counter now. Come on.
Now, so this way we'll build it, and then we'll make sure. So what it's going to do is the website will be done within 7 to 14 days. And what it's going to do, it's going to replace the one that's already on there. So we're going to put our link on there. So this way it's the website that we created that's going to show on your Google profile page and wherever we're listing your business. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So
go on the road for a little bit.
We're almost done. What are your hours of operation?
I put 7 till 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday or Monday to Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, 7 to 5. Okay. And then on your services, let's jot down some of the keywords just so they know where to start from. So landscaper, landscape design, what do you want me to notate?
Hardscaping.
Hardscaping.
Yeah, and then artificial grass.
Oh, you do the artificial turf too? Okay, good.
Like fencing, we do concrete.
You do fencing, concrete, okay.
Trying to look at my yard, I did the whole backyard.
You're like, stonework too, right?
Flagstone.
Flagstone?
Plants. Planting pavers.
Do any tree removal?
No, not big ones. Just leave the tree out.
Residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, you can add a lot more keywords. I just kind of want to give them a general idea so that they know where to start from. Okay?
Yes.
All right, and then let's see, what else do I need? So I'm putting on here, no, already has his own Google business profile. Yeah, so what you want to tell him is, listen, I no longer need you to handle my Google business profile. Don't worry about it. I got someone taking care of it. You're going to add us on as managers. You want to make sure you have that access, because if we don't get him removed and you're not able to add us on, it's going to tie our hands. So everything we're saying we're doing, we're not going to be able to do it. Okay?
Okay.
So make sure you take care of that. And then as long as you have access to it, all you got to do is add us on. It's not even a big deal. And the technician will walk you through it. So don't worry about that. What about your Facebook?
Been wrong the whole time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm like stumped? Like, why am I not getting phone calls right now? Like, what the hell? Like, cause I get a lot of referrals, but I guess I don't get new customers because I don't have my freaking phone number right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, one number can make a big difference. Big difference.
Oh my God, percent at least.
You're like, come on, but it's okay. We'll fix it. We're gonna take care of it. And then I have you for 8:00 a.m.
I'm going to have a bad dream about it.
Now your Facebook page, you said you have a personal page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you under? Just David Iniguez? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find you. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
Yeah, I think it's me with a Corvette behind
me. Okay. I thought you were going to see you and the kids and the wifey. You know what I did one time? I hacked into my husband's Facebook page and I switched it out to be my picture and his. And my sister-in-law started busting up. She goes, let me find out you went on my brother's Facebook. I said, I sure did. He had a picture of him and a fish. I don't care about that fish.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you said it's you and a Corvette?
Yeah, like a silver Corvette.
Okay, because I don't think this one's you. Did you have a white t-shirt on?
Let me see exactly what
no,
I
No, this
have
guy's
going
in
on.
Highland. That's not you. I don't think so. I'm going to put red in, see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, I have like a blue flannel on.
Okay.
And then I have my truck behind it too, with the trailer. And then I have my dad as my photo and my sister.
Okay, let me see.
He looks pretty Mexican, so.
You're so silly. Nope, that one's not showing. Do you know how to send me the link? You're looking at it from your phone?
Yeah, I just need some quietness. I'm just trying to look for it, but I don't. It's hailing outside.
You guys are getting hail right now?
Yeah, and okay, let me see how I do. Could I send you a screen?
You can send me a picture.
Okay, to that number.
Are you gonna? Yeah, just respond to one of the text messages that I sent you. And you can send me the photo there. You could even send me the link. There's a way on your phone that you just, you go to the three dots to your settings, and then at the very bottom, it'll say copy link. And you just hit copy link, and then you send it to me in a text message. Copy paste. Wait a minute. You're in Shasta, right? I think I found it. I found you.
In Shasta County.
Yep. I see it. Dang, you got like over 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. No worries. It's you, your dad, and your sister, right? Aw.
That's my older sister.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so young.
Yeah, I was like 19.
You're like the age of my kids. Well, my oldest just turned 30.
I'm 26 right now.
Oh, yeah. I have a 26-year-old, too. I have four daughters. My husband's got three daughters and one son. We're like the Mexican Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, so what I'm doing is they're going to build you your business Facebook page. Okay, so this way you have access to it. Once it's created, start going on your Facebook, your business Facebook page, and start adding posts and pictures. And start having your friends follow you on there to help you out, okay? And then one thing I wanted to mention, so you want to keep it within 40 miles? Or do you want to target specific areas?
45, I mean.
45?
Just the. If it's like a commercial project, you know, there's more money involved in those. So, like, I would go, like, well, I'm bidding on a project right now, a public works project that's 5 hours away, but there's
nice.
A lot of money in it. So it's worth
right?
the travel.
If it makes money, then it makes sense. So what
yeah,
we'll
so
do,
45 miles.
We'll start it with 45. If you want to change it to 50, 60, if you want to scale it back or you want to target certain areas, just let us know so we can update it. And so then... What do you prefer your method of contact with us? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text.
Yeah, if I don't respond to the text, then you guys can call me.
Yeah, okay. And then forms of payments that you accept, cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards, Cash App. What do you take?
I would start doing the books. App or whatever, and being able to accept credit card as well. I'm going to figure that out this week and set it up. So I think credit, debit, and well, you're not really allowed to accept cash, are you?
I have clients that do.
Okay, yeah, cash and check.
Cash, check. Do you want me to put credit and debit, or do you want to wait?
Credit and debit, Zelle,
okay.
Venmo, Cash App.
Okay.
I'm
perfect.
Sorry, that just ruined the whole day with the phone number.
It's okay. No worries. Don't worry. Okay. I know. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but it's my job to really be on top of everything, right? Because that's how we're going to fix it all. Now,
done anything not known for like the next 2 years, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still would have told you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't work like that. Even if someone doesn't sign up, I always tell them, this is what I'm seeing currently. And then, because my job is to verify everything, right?
Okay,
you're not the only person it happens to. It happens to a lot of people. You know what I mean? Because they entrust someone, and sometimes it's even like a friend that does it for them, and then they're like, what? And I'm all, listen, don't be mad at them. It could have been a simple mistake. You know what I mean? It happens.
Yeah.
But we'll fix it. Now, you do have an option, just so you know, and it doesn't cost you anything, okay, David? Instead of us listing your actual business phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. So when they call that tracking number, it's gonna ring to your phone, okay? But it does come with an app that you have to download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. If you get a spam call, you can even block it. Do you want the tracking number, or do you want us to just fix the phone number with your actual business phone number?
Yeah, just fix the phone number
okay.
with my actual
Perfect.
Business phone.
All right. If at any time you decide, you know what, you want the tracking number, just let us know and we can add it. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay?
Sounds good. And it's nice that I can call you guys instead of trying forever to reach to Google or something, you know?
Yeah, we're going to take care of it all on our end, and you're in good hands because we're a Google channel partner. So we've had to meet Google requirements to even be a channel partner of theirs. So our technicians, I'm telling you, they're highly trained and certified. You're in good hands. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, and I just probably need like 2 or 3 minutes. I need you to look at your emails or your text messages. I need you to find your receipt. It's the initial invoice.
Okay,
it either can be before or after the welcome one.
Okay.
And it'll say, like, Dear David Anthony Iniguez, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, okay. I got it right here.
Okay.
This is the terms and conditions.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here's the payment.
Okay. I need you to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Okay, so underneath cancellations and refunds, it says I
said I'm going to go over all of this with you. I'm going to go over all of it, okay, so that way you understand what the invoice means, okay?
Okay,
So here's what you're going to do. You went to click here, and you're under the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? You're on that page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so from the top, the services that you're getting is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission, okay? The landing page does not apply to you because you're getting the My Site, all right? Now, the landing page is like a little one-page five-tab. What you're getting is the My Site, okay? Now, as you look further down, you're getting the Google Ads. Now, the technician tomorrow is probably going to offer you the Google Workspace because they'll offer you other products to help you. This is an additional cost. You do not have to do it, okay? You don't have to do it, but it is something that we offer. But, again, it's an additional cost, all right? Google Workspace is like if you want an email that says david@yardbirdslandscapingandmaintenance.com, okay? So it is something we offer, but you don't have to do it. The LSA is the Google guarantee that you and I were talking about earlier. So just know that if that's something you want to do later, reach out to me so I can get you set up with that. Okay. It is an available product that we offer, but it's not included in your package. The advanced reporting system, you're going to have live client support anytime we communicate to you through a text message. Okay. I'm going to have it fixed. It's going to actually be your other phone number, okay? So I'm going to fix it to where they're going to text your personal phone number, not the
because
business number.
Text this one, too, the business phone, because it is an iPhone.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yes.
So we'll send text messages to that phone number. You're cool with that? We'll actually send it to both if we can't reach you, okay?
Yeah, sounds.
Okay, awesome. And then on your delivery dates, it shows you there. Please note it can take 30 to 45 days to see the maximum results, talking about the Google Local Map, right?
Okay.
And then your payments, okay, is $449 is what you paid, okay? So what we do, just so you know, we take $300 of that $449 and we're going to allocate it to your Google Ads. You're not paying per click. We are incurring that charge. Because we're managing everything. That's why you're only paying $449. We just like to give you the breakdown, right? And then underneath, it shows monthly thereafter. If you add the $149 and the $300, that's the $449 a month, okay? Seasonal holds, it tells you there, call within 3 business days before your next billing so that way we could put the seasonal hold. Same thing with the cancellation. Now, in the little box where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, you're going to click in the box because what you're saying, it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay, so click in the box. And then at the bottom where it's asking you to sign your name in that box, you're going to type it exactly as it reads, just David Anthony Iniguez. Okay, no accent marks. I know sometimes, like, my last name used to be Juarez before I got married, so my phone would always do like an accent mark.
Yeah, mine has an accent over the N.
Or the N? Yeah.
Yep. I never put it on anything.
No worries. I just always like to say it because the system's super sensitive. And then what you're going to do is you're going to click on confirm signature. Okay?
Okay.
When you do that, the next thing you should see is it's asking you for a to enter like a username and password. Let me know when you see it.
I'm here.
Awesome. So this is where you go in to see your reports. That's why I want you to watch the video. We don't have the username or password yet. You're going to get a separate email from us with this link, a username and a password, so you can start logging in and tracking your results. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why
so
I want you to make sure you watch the video. No. I just wanted to get you to this part so that I could explain it. Okay? Now, remember, tomorrow they're going to call you between 8 and 9 o'clock. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before. Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Okay?
Okay.
And then starting from tomorrow, okay, what you're going to do is once a technician goes through everything, remember, because we're going to update the phone number, you might end up getting a new PIN code from Google. If Google's going to send out a new PIN code, the technician's going to let you know all this. If you end up having to get a new PIN code, they're going to notify you, and you'll get the PIN code within 6 to 10 days, okay, mailed to your address. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the Google ads are going to be live. Your website's going to be completed. We're going to send it to you to review it in case you got changes before we have it go live. And then the Facebook page, you're going to be listed on the directories within 5 to 7 days. We're going to send you your login credentials within 5 to 7 days. The first page placement on Google, remember, the local map can take within 30 to 45 days. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, okay? But as we are completing these steps, we're going to also send you notifications letting you know you're on the first page of Google. We're going to notify you when you have a new lead or if someone leaves you a review. We're going to notify you of that when your Facebook is up, when you're in the directories, when you're on the first page of Google, when the Google ads are live. We're going to be notifying you as we're completing these steps. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are happening. And then I'm going to also text you where you can start sending, like, photos, okay, if you want to start working on that tonight or whatever, and your business logo. So I'll actually text you shortly. I'm going to get the email address where you can start sending it to, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And, David, I want to thank you really for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, okay? I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
And
I
just remember, I mean, I'm glad that we were able to speak. Just remember, you've got to add us on as managers, and I'm going to notate it in the account. So you don't want that guy handling it anymore. We're going to have to remove him. So make sure you have access to it. The technician will walk you through it on the steps to add us on, okay? It'll be real simple.
Okay.
We try to simplify it as much as possible for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, listen, you have a good rest of the day, and we will talk to you mañana, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, David, have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.